Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. But we have some sad news today, and I just got this before I went on the air, and maybe you all know it by now. But, you know, I announced a couple of weeks ago that Herman Cain had been diagnosed with the coronavirus, with COVID-19. And today, we get news that he has passed away. Is the maverick American business czar and Republican presidential candidate who campaigned for a sweeping tax reform plan called 999 died today, Thursday morning, after a month-long battle with coronavirus. He was 74 years old. He was born December 13, 1945, in Memphis, Tennessee, and was grew up poor in Atlanta and Georgia, where his father worked three jobs as a janitor, a barber, and a chauffeur. His mother toiled as a domestic, raising those kiddos. You know, he was my choice when he was running for president, but he didn't finish out because media attacked him, and he thought too much of his wife and his family to put him through that. And so he decided to not run for president and backed out of that election. And we're sad, and we mourn with his family and friends and others. He was a good patriot, believed in the Constitution, and the coronavirus has taken his life at age 74. We will miss him greatly. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. We are so spoiled. We don't even see what all you do for us every single day. We are in a land full of corruption and hate and greed, Father. I guess that's not new. That's why we've always needed you. We can't make it on our own. We thank you for your love and your forgiveness. And we ask continually for your protection to hold back that evil one. Let your people see the truth and make wise and godly decisions. Righteousness prevail. I ask that your hedge of protection be placed around this president and keep him safe. We know that he has been in the line of fire and also in the line of the virus over and over and over again. Father, I just ask that you will keep him safe, keep him healthy, keep him strong. He is a vigilant man. Many call him arrogant and narcissist. But he is standing and taking the beatings that are meant for the American people. Watch over him, Father, and his family. Father, grant us the courage, the wisdom, and the boldness to be your people on this earth, to minister to others, to bring hope and encouragement. And Lord, we ask that you will comfort those around Herman Cain's family and his family, all those who loved and respected him, Father. Comfort them. Show them the way to continue. Lord, we need you in this world, and you know that. And I pray that you will use CSC Talk Radio. You know our needs, and they are great. Every day there's a crisis here. Father, help us to know the way. Bless it, as only you can. In Jesus' name, and for such a time as this, we pray. Amen. You know, I'm titling today's show Irredeemable and Irrelevant. We have 95 days until the election in November. And since I've been paying attention, now there was many years, many, many years that I didn't pay attention to politics. I didn't care what was going on. But I've noticed that what the American people deem to be important for this nation seems to be irrelevant to Congress. This week we watched a disgusting display of disrespect in the House of Representatives as they attacked the Attorney General of the United States. They wouldn't even call him Attorney General. They wouldn't address him with his title. They called him Mr. Barr. They did that intentionally. It was called a hearing, but it was more like a shouting. The well-rehearsed and coordinated Democrats, with their blatant and unsubstantiated accusations, was a play of theatrics and not of truth-seeking hearing. We, the people, should consider them, the Democrats, irredeemable for such a time as this. When Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio attempted to defend Attorney General Barr and request that he at least have the time to respond, he was told by Representative Jerry Nadler, from New York, what you want is irrelevant. We the people should consider Jerry Nadler irredeemable for such a time as this. The party ramrodding this farce of a hearing, accusing the Attorney General of bias and working for the president, are the most biased and evil people I have ever witnessed. While MS-13 gangs will rape, mutilate, torture, and murder, these Democrats in the House are out to destroy a nation and make slaves of each and every citizen. While we the people should consider them irredeemable and dangerous for such a time as this. The Democrat Party cannot be redeemed. They do not hold truth to be self-evident. Democrats do not believe in equality. They do not believe you have a God-given rights. They do not believe in life, liberty, and happiness other than their own. And they look like a bunch of sourpusses. They certainly don't look happy, do they? The Democrats do not believe in respect. The Democrats do not believe in rule of law, nor do they believe in law and order. Since President Donald Trump was elected, we've listened to a mountain of lies and accusations. We've seen no truth. You know, the rioting started on that night when he gave his inauguration speech. There was burning. There was destruction. Because they hated this man and they hated you for electing him. So we've listened to a mountain of lies and accusations. We've seen no truth in what they have to say, but we have found evidence to the contrary of their denunciations. It was the Dems and their media and their FBI cohorts who attempted a frame-up and a coup against the President of the United States. The fingers all point back, the evidence and the fingers all point back to them. They are irredeemable for such a time as this. If you want freedom, if you want independence, if you want safety, if you want the opportunity to pursue happiness, property, and prosperity, you should never again vote Democrat. They hold none of these things as relevant. They believe the American citizen to be irrelevant. I hear the music and we're headed into a break. Be in prayer for the Herman Cain family and all those who have lost loved ones for whatever reason. But this nation, we need to go back to being a people of prayer. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about irredeemable and irrelevant. Jerry Nadler told Jim Jordan what he wanted was irrelevant. And that's what they think of you. So let me go on with my monologue. The Democrat Party, they have a shady past. They are known for their own corruption, hate, and racism. They use people of color to promote their socialism and big government ways. Oh, and they're not alone. There are some rhino Republicans that are on board with these things. The late Senator John McCain was, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, John Boehner, and many, many others. Thus, their own personal hate for President Donald Trump. Romney is not a patriot. John McCain might have been a hero in the war, but he was not a hero in the Senate. The officials, the elected officials, from your city, your county, your state, and all the way up to D.C., they have an obligation. They each took an oath. Their jobs are four things. Four things. One, protect citizens from foreign invasion. We've mentioned these before. I'm just kind of driving them home. Would this also include illegal immigrants? The taking of jobs and the voting for policies when they are the breaker of laws themselves? Protecting citizens from foreign invasion. They ignore that completely. They ignore it completely.
protect citizens from crime, and maintain peace at home through law and order. Would this include the not mostly part of the mostly peaceful protest? You know, the part that's the burning and the looting of businesses and buildings. Would this include allowing the president to see to it the laws are obeyed? You know, those laws that actually Congress made, legislated? Does it include demeaning and defunding the local police? How does this help them with their jobs to maintain law and order and keep the citizens safe? Number three, to provide justice in the courts. You know, they're willing to let all these bad guys out of prison, but they want the enemies of theirs and the friends of Donald Trump to stay in prison forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Number four, to keep the people free. They are to guard your liberty. But instead of guarding your liberty, they have been snatching it away, legislating it away. Bureaucracy is their way, not liberty. These jobs, their oaths, they find them to be irrelevant. Many of them in the House and the Senate, as well as to many governors and mayors across this land. It's irrelevant. That oath meant nothing. I find it difficult. I find it very difficult to believe that the majority of Americans find these Democrats and other corrupt politicians to be relevant. For they are irredeemable. I call on you today to defund many of them. Who are yours? Defund them by citizen impeachment on November 3rd, 2020. Vote out every single Democrat in office. And then step up and pay attention to those who take office. For such a time as this, if you love liberty, it is always in the hands of the people. It is up to you to bring America home. The sacrifices I make here, I guess, are my choices. What are your choice? What is your choice? You know, I've got 15 grandchildren. I could be doing something a lot better. A lot more fun. Although I have fun here. But I've given up a lot. And I don't know that my family always appreciates it. They wonder why Mom's so crazy. Why all of a sudden is Mom such a patriot? She wasn't like that when she was doing our laundry back, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. Not 50. I'm not that old. I am worried about our nation. Are you? Do you consider it to be out of your hands? We have voter fraud. There's no doubt that there's voter fraud across this nation. But despite it, in spite of it, we elected a third party who happened to be running on the Republican ticket, President Donald Trump. We've allowed them, these irredeemable people, to be relevant, and they're not relevant. When it comes to your liberty, they are irrelevant and they are irredeemable because they will not guard your liberty. I have an article here. You know, I stack them up. I never know quite what article I'm going to go to next. But the Zogby poll. Now, you know, I don't really hold a lot of stock in the polls, but I'm going to share this with you because they say Trump and Biden race is closer than it appears. I'm thinking if it's close, something's wrong with this nation. Where are the Americans who believe in liberty? Donald Trump is no saint. None whatsoever. I would never say that. He doesn't always get it right, but I believe his heart is in the right place. I don't believe their hearts are in the right place. You know, it really steamed me. I can't remember who was doing it. Oh, it was Bill O'Reilly. Good old Bill O'Reilly. He was doing an interview during the one of the NFL, the big game in January and February that they have. I've lost. Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. I've lost it. I'm right with Joe Biden sometimes. The Super Bowl. Bill O'Reilly had an interview with President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama stood against everything that our Constitution stands for. And yet, at the end of that interview, Bill O'Reilly said, "I know your heart's in the right place." What a stupid comment, Bill. I think they're listening sometimes. I don't know if Bill still listens. I know he's used a few of my lines. I never got credit for it. That was a stupid remark. Oh, it was a nice, warm, fuzzy thing to say, but it wasn't. It had no ounce of truth. His heart is not in the right place. His heart is in socialism. It's not in liberty. It's not in for the people. They don't believe for one second that you count. You are irrelevant to them. What you think about gun control, about the Second Amendment, is irrelevant to them. What you think about life being protected and not paying for abortions out of your tax dollars is irrelevant to them. They could care less about you. They could care less about the Constitution. Oh, they bring it up when it's convenient. They love that Fifth Amendment. They love to claim that one. They have Chinese people working for them. We know that. Dianne Feinstein. We never heard any more about that. I bet he still has a job. What do you bet? Brought in a brother or something. They are not working for you. You are irrelevant to them. Deplorable and irredeemable. President Donald Trump said you should be more offended by that irredeemable than the deplorable statement. Because that means you're not worth saving. Well, they're not worth your vote come November. And if you vote for a Democrat, shame on you. Now, I don't like the Republicans too much either sometimes. Most of the times. They like to wear their little pretty suits and say nothing. They do nothing to defend you. They could have done a lot more during that tech hearing yesterday, but they didn't. Why? Because they're getting money from them. That's why. You're irrelevant as long as they're lining their pockets. Well, we'll talk about this. I know I started it. We're going to talk about this when we come back. The Trump race. It's closer. Trump and Biden race is closer than you think. Closer than it might appear in these polls. Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I pray so. Because Biden is irredeemable. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, last election, I found it very difficult to believe the polls that were all swayed toward Hillary Clinton. When you would see her rallies were blah, and you would see Donald Trump's rallies were huge. And that was my idea of a poll. Now, I know that's not very scientific. It's not data. I don't know about you, but I won't answer a poll. I'm done with their questions, and when I go home, I still have what they call a local phone call. You know, I still have the landline. I don't want to take their calls. I don't want to answer their questions. But this article says, and this is Zogby, that President Donald Trump is inching closer to presumptive Democrat Party nominee Joe Biden. Now, you know, they keep saying presumptive. I want you to remember that. They don't call him their candidate. He's presumptive. Is he a decoy? Is something going to happen? Is he being paid well to play stupid? Because he does it very well. He does it very well. It says the latest poll, Biden leads Trump 44-40% among likely voters. About 9% are undecided. The horse race between Trump and Biden is closer than it appears. Trump is not down for the count yet. No, I don't think he is. Now, we don't have the crowds because we have COVID. So we don't have the crowds to judge by. And they're trying to keep it that way. Now, I'm not saying that this COVID isn't dangerous. We know we just lost Herman Cain, 74 years old. We lost Herman Cain. But I'm saying that it's time to get this nation back going. We lost Herman, but it's still only a 1.04% death rate. Now, you'd say, now, Beth, if you had it, you wouldn't be. Yeah, I would. I'd be upset. It says the voters and that lead, it says Trump leads Biden by 3-1 margin in the voters that are, they were President Barack Obama's voters back in 2016. And they decided to jump ship and vote for Donald Trump. So in that particular, it's 65% to 21% in that voters that are for Trump and not Biden. It says Biden has a 49% to 20% advantage over Trump with voters between ages 18 and 29. But then it goes on to say they're the least likely to go to the poll and vote, that age group. So he can't rely on that age group. And apparently that Biden, shame on you, people out there in the suburbs, he has an advantage in the suburbs. Now, I don't know how anyone could see these rioting in the streets. If you're only watching MSNBC and CBS, and if you're listening to Jerry Nadler, who says that they're a myth, as these businesses burn and people lose, and people have been killed, police officers have been killed, other people have been killed. They were a black man, I can't remember where it was now, but he carries a Trump sign and he was murdered. He was murdered for his beliefs. We're in a mess. I don't know if you know that, but we're in a mess. Now, I don't believe the polls, but we can't see the crowds right now. But I'm counting on you. Your grandchildren are counting on you. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, they're counting on you to protect their liberty. You cannot protect their liberty by voting in another Democrat. Whether it's for president, whether it's for your alderman in your city, your town, whether it's your mayor, whether, doesn't matter. Vote every Democrat out of office, everywhere. I think that would give a message, don't you? But don't trust Republicans. Don't get the idea that I trust the Republicans, because there's too many Mitt Romneys out there. I saw where Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham's had a little trouble. Gee, I wonder why, the do-nothing guy. He's got a lot of mouth, but he doesn't do anything. Well, it says here that in Michigan, I don't know what, you know, I'm not a campaign person. I mean, I don't have a degree in political science. Maybe I should put it that way. It says the Trump campaign, the super PAC, halt ads in Michigan amid concerns over the dismal numbers. Now, it says that's for now, but in September they're going to kick it back up. So right now they feel like, I guess, it's just a waste of the money and the time, but then they'll kick it back up in September. So I don't even know what the purpose of that article is. But anyway, that's the way it is. I thought I'd bring it to you. It's just another campaign thing. Like I said, I don't have a degree in political science. Now, we have a proposed bill in New Jersey that would free about 20% of the New Jersey prisoners. Now, you look at Fauci. Do you know what Fauci's latest is? Well, I think we need to go around in those hazmat, what do they call those suits, those chemical suits. That would be the safest of all. Are those going to be covered by insurance?
I just don't know what to say. What happened to you?
You know, put a helmet on and walk around with a helmet with your face covered up and all that good stuff. And that would be safer than the mask. So we're going to step it up a little bit.
Well, if they made you wear one of those, everybody would stay home for sure. I mean, that's just like, forget it. I'm not doing that.
Oh, my goodness. We had some masks made. I haven't worn it yet. We actually had some masks made by somebody local here that's a good friend of mine and a daughter and mother-in-law to one of my sons. And she's quite the seamstress, and we had her make masks that have my the show emblem on it, the logo on there. It's pretty cool. Anyway, back to this. Letting these prisoners out. I'm still trying to figure out the logic here. The people that are locked up need to go free, because if they stay locked up, they're going to get coronavirus. The people that are free need to lock themselves up in their houses, because if they're free, they're going to get coronavirus. But all of the homeless people, they're all good. They're all good, sleeping on the streets and pooping out there and peeing out there and shooting up and whatever else they do. They're safe. They're safe. They've got lots of immune system going. But we've got to let these prisoners out. Tell me where the logic in this is. And then they wonder why crime is up. Crime is up because people are hungry. AOC said so. People are hungry. No, people are evil. Well, not only that, but the kicker to this is then they want to defund the police. So they let all the bad guys out of prison. And they tell the police, stand down, don't stop any of this. We don't want any violence. Not by police. We don't want any police violence. But we'll take all the criminal violence we can get. Violence. I don't know.
I think you just coined a new word. Violence.
Violence.
It's violence caused by the virus. Violence.
I did. Violence. We're going to write that one down. Violence. I don't know how to spell it. I'll have to make that up, too. Well, then we have this come out, and it says that the states can restrict protests and public health grounds on the grounds of public health. And I think that's probably, there's some okay with that. But when does it become the responsibility of the people? Never. Never. But, you know, of course, they're already upset with the president. Again, it's 0.04% is the death toll to coronavirus. I still don't want it. I don't want Rudy to get it. I don't want my husband to get it. I don't want my kids to get it. I have a son that's been tested numerous times because he's in a profession where he gets exposed a lot. And we pray that he never gets it. It is dangerous. But so staying home locked up. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe, safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say, about a month, I was able to walk, and I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Irredeemable. That's the Democrats and many Republicans. But let's take this one step at a time. One huge step at a time. Vote out every single Democrat in every office, local, state, federal, in November. Every one of them that's running, obviously not all of them are running. Vote out every single Democrat. And that's my boycott. I'm boycotting Democrats. Not the people, the politicians. Vote them out. They don't believe in liberty. They're irredeemable. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in liberty. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in independence. They hate this country. They want to teach the 1619 Project in the public schools. They want to teach hate for this country. They have taken a pledge, but it's not to you. They may say that, but it's not to you. The pledge they take for you is for show, and it's irrelevant. But they have become irrelevant. I mentioned to someone earlier this week, why is it when we have the goods on a Democrat and we bring it out, whether it's the media or Republican or some co-host, some host like me, or co-host. he just got promoted to co-host. What if? Why is it when that happens, the Democrats have silence? They never say a word. It doesn't become a scandal because it becomes quiet. And the Republicans or whoever doesn't push it. They just drop it. But when it's something against a Republican, when it's something against President Donald Trump, when it's something against a Republican, a conservative, they will beat you till you can't stand up.
any longer, figuratively speaking. They will not let up. And we defend it. We defend ourselves constantly. Why? Why does it work that way? Because they think you're irrelevant. It doesn't matter what they do. They don't care. And really, they're doing themselves more justice by keeping it quiet. They know you got the goods on them. Why should they defend it? They'll just let it drop, and it'll go away. And that's what happens. Well, something that's not going away, and I didn't know Greg Jarrett had his own outlet here, but this is coming from his staff. It says, DNC, meaning the Democrats, they're going to reap what they sow as hundreds of police departments back out of securing the event. They don't want to secure the Democrat National Convention. Well, that's not going to be a problem because I don't think they're going to have one. I don't think they're going to have a big public event in a big arena. What would you think? I'm just throwing this out. Just popped in my head. What would you think if we held this election off another year? Do you think they would continue to keep people locked up for yet another year? They think they can get away with it for a few more months and cause you a little more pain. And are you done with this? Because we're going to keep this up. Now, I don't want to scare you out of voting for President Donald Trump because I think he's the one we need to vote for. But if he's elected, I don't see anything getting quiet. And if he's not elected, I see a tsunami of liberty gone immediately. The door will be opened, and the Democrats will launch full-blown socialism on this nation. So which do you want? A little noise and inconvenience, or slavery? Because you have to remember, socialism, although AOC and them, they like to give it, you know, it's like going through the flowers, you know, tiptoe through the tulips, bouncing through the meadows. No, it's slavery. You own nothing. They own everything. The government will own everything, and you own nothing. We basically don't much now. Because we have been ignorant. There are many who call in on the show and they tell me about securing your property this way and that way. And I agree with them. I agree 100%. But most American people do not know that. And unfortunately, CSE Talk Radio isn't big enough to tell them all. I wish I was. I'm trying. Need your help. They're going to reap what they sow, but I don't think it's going to be a big factor because I don't think they're going to have a Democrat convention, and I don't think that their candidate is going to be Joe Biden. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mentioned to you earlier this week or last week, I can't remember, I have a little Joe Biden thing going on here. I'm kidding. It's called lack of sleep. But I think that this is going to be the most important election we've ever had because all the other elections have been considered irrelevant. The Democrats, as far as this constitutional republic is concerned, are irredeemable. They will never return to freedom and liberty. They have gone too far to the left, too far into socialism. They are committed and dedicated and sold out to socialism. They are irredeemable. Do not vote for another Democrat, excuse me. Do not vote for another Democrat. And then keep your eyes on every single Republican that is your representative and senator. From local on up. Career politicians have ruined this nation. And it started over 100 years ago. And it's going downhill. And the snowball is getting bigger. And it's getting more and more dangerous. America, you are not irredeemable. You are not the deplorable ones. What we saw in the House of Representatives this week was deplorable. It was the Democrats who are irredeemable. They do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in liberty. November 3rd is your opportunity to impeach every single one of them that are up for election. Every single one of them. Nancy Pelosi called Attorney General. Of course, they won't call him Attorney General. They call him Mr. Barr because they're so disrespectful. She called him a blob. Jerry Nadler told Jim Gordon he was irrelevant. I think it's time that we showed them, we the people, are not irrelevant, and we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.